It was a treat. It was just amazing. And I think it's true. I mean, I think if you sat down with the violins and you heard them, right, you know, with your own ears from 12 feet away, I think you really can tell the difference. But maybe it's just that, you know, you need some really exquisite level of high fidelity to reproduce it. But, you know, my sense from hearing them was that the Guarneri del Jesus had a definite edge to them that was not there in the Guadagnini. And the Guadagnini had a kind of depth and a kind of, you know, darker color, is the word that people use for want of a better term, than any of the three Guarneris that he played. And the Stradivarius seemed quite sweet. And I was utterly convinced of it. But, you know, there's so much to this, right? Because, you know, there's this woman, Claudia Fritz, in France, who is studying the psychoacoustics of the violin, and can people tell the difference or not? And, you know, the studies are all over the place, but there's some really basic facts here, right? That time and time and time again, people have shown that in blind listening tests, listeners cannot tell the difference between a Stradivarius, a Guarneri, a modern violin, right? They can't do it. They can't pick it out. On the other hand, you hand the instruments to the players, and the players can tell.